At this time of year, Hollywood releases a lot of movies that are aiming for Oscars. It's perhaps natural that there are often similarities between these films, and Bob Mondello says those common threads are especially apparent this year.
I used to have a rule of thumb that when two movies came out at the same time, doing roughly the same thing, say teaming tall wizards and short students in magical realms like Middle-earth and Hogwarts Academy, that was a coincidence. But when three or more movies did it, as with that flurry of comic book heroes last summer in X-Men 2, Daredevil, League of Extraordinary Gentlemen, and American Splendor, that constituted a trend. I love spotting trends, and when the major studios cram dozens of movies into a few weeks, it's almost hard not to spot them. The most obvious one right now is probably the holiday cluster of 19th century war movies that's littering multiplex screens with corpses. Master and Commander, set on the high seas, The Last Samurai, set in Japan, and the upcoming Civil War epic Cold Mountain, set in the Blue Ridge Mountains. But there are lots of less obvious clusters. Take the glamorous cleaning lady syndrome. Some of Hollywood's most gorgeous actresses are ruining their manicures scrubbing floors on the way to tragic outcomes this holiday season. Nicole Kidman is a damaged college janitor in The Human Stain. And so are Sarah Polley and Amanda Plummer in My Life Without Me. While Jennifer Connelly, equally damaged but slightly more upscale in House of Sand and Fog, picks up after wealthy suburbanites. Elsewhere, women are faring better, especially women over 50 who are suddenly being handed nude scenes. Diane Keaton has one in Something's Gotta Give, and eight distinguished British actresses go the full Monty for charity in Calendar Girls.
They'll never go through with it.
You're looking at January.
I love you, honey!
February.
March.
April!
On a more serious note, there are no fewer than four movies in which the fact of having a dead child is used as shorthand to make a character soulful who is otherwise just not very engaging company. That's true in Mystic River, The Human Stain, In America, and 21 Grams. Then there's the fathers being redeemed on their deathbeds when their sons get to know them plotline. It's given a Southern fantasy workout in Big Fish and a Canadian intellectual workout in Barbarian Invasions. And if you take out the deathbed part, you can throw in the Liam Neeson bits in Love Actually. Of course, you can do this forever. Movies with tall ships, for instance, Master and Commander, Pirates of the Caribbean, and A New Peter Pan. Or movies in which you want to throttle a character played by Marcia Gay Harden, Mystic River, Casa de los Babies, and Mona Lisa Smile. Though, after a while, it clearly doesn't mean anything. Still, every once in a while, a coincidence happens that makes you think that the stars really have aligned somehow. Until last week, when one studio finally blinked, there were two teen comedies opening on January 9th, featuring 18-year-old presidential daughters who try to ditch their Secret Service agents only to fall in love with them. At one point, they even had the same title, First Daughter, proving that great minds think alike, no doubt. Though not that they have original thoughts. That same plotline served as a subplot in the Irving Berlin musical Mr. President way back in 1962. Want proof? Well, here it comes.
The Secret Service makes me nervous. When I am dating, they are waiting to observe us. When I get ready to hold steady for a kiss, he'll plant. The Secret Service makes me nervous, and I can't.
I'm Bob Mondello.
They're always spying, no denying. They're always peeping, gumshoe creeping, private eyes.